Good morning, Foothills. This is Brad Schmidt, your host of the K-High Morning News Show here on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950. It is 8:45 right now, and time for your segment that we listen to every Friday at 8:45, which is Web in Plain English, hosted by Dave Naves.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Happy Veterans Day.
That's right.
Thanks to all of our soldiers who've done so much for us. Truly.
I think we all know a couple, and definitely a good day to recognize them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as the man said, my name is Dave Naves. My show is called The Web in Plain English. My company is Dave Works. I build websites and have been doing so for the past 23 years. Sites like Ticketmaster, Disney Channel, Guest, City Search. But I've decided to focus on small business because small business runs our economy, and I believe in getting small business into the big game of the web. Can it be daunting? Yes. That's why I created the show, to make it undaunting. We've talked a great deal about a great deal, many things. We've talked about many subjects on the web, because there are so many things to talk about on the web, and it's going to continue. So today, let's talk about analytics. What does that mean? Analytics. Google Analytics. For those who follow the show know I'm a giant fan of Google. We're basically playing and swimming in their pond. Yeah, you got to recognize Google if you're going to recognize being successful on the web. So, by the way, if you can't listen to the show live, please go to my site, podcast.daveworks.net. That will allow you to listen to the podcasts of each and every show. If you do want to listen live and say you don't have a radio, many people probably don't even know what a radio is or what AM is. You can go to radio.daveworks.net and you can stream the show live. Okay, here at K-High Radio, which is AM 950. Back to analytics. What is analytics? Analytics is a free... There's one free version of it at Google, which is a piece of code that you put on your website that will allow you to log into your Google account and track anything you want to track about your website. So, in other words, Google will give you your own personalized snippet of code. You copy and paste that into your website, and from then on, from that moment on, Google will start tracking everything that happens on your website, right? It's like, as I like coining the phrase, I didn't coin the phrase, I use the phrase, footprints in wet paint. Anything you want to know about your website, what's going on your website, who, what, why, when, where, how many times, anything, more than likely, Google Analytics will track it. Why is this important? Well, essentially, the easy answer is marketing. You want to find out what is and what is not working on your website, right? So you, and when I say they give, you know, basically anything you'd want to know, I'm talking, they break it down to the nth degree. For an example, you know, the gender, the age group, the country from which somebody is visiting, the type of browser, right? Whether it's mobile, what type of mobile browser, you know, are they using an iPhone? What type of iPhone? How long did they stay on your site? What word brought them into your site, right? Specific searches. What page did they leave on? How long, again, what's really important to know is how many pages they visited, how long they stayed on it. It goes on and on. Now, why is this important? Well, if you want to succeed on the web, as we've talked and, you know, ad nauseum here, you want to find out if your content is working. If you're doing it right, you're putting out information that hopefully someone will find interesting and want to buy your goods and or services. So you need to find out what's working and what's not working. So analytics is just a web-based tool, right? It's google.com/analytics, right? So you will come in to the website and quickly browse to the specific, what they call property, which is your website, and they give you, and we're going to break this down over the next few weeks, you know, I'm just going to want to break this down to make it easy, because analytics believe it or not, can be complicated. Also, believe it or not, that marketers within my industry, that's some marketers, this is all they do. There's people that just read analytics for you and kind of regurgitate it into information that may be more helpful to you. And here's let me just break away just for a second, one of my little stories. I can't tell you how many customers have come up to me and ask me without me even, you know, we didn't even build their site. We don't track. We're not their marketing team. Ask me if their site is working or not. And my first question back is, have you checked your analytics? And, you know, some people say, what? What's analytics? And I said, well, okay. And I quickly checked to see if they even have analytics installed. Many of them do. And what I end up, you know, kind of peeling back the onion a little bit, and I find out that they're not happy with their current web people or their current marketing team. And because the marketing team sometimes sends them reports, like print, which is, in my opinion, you know, a bunch of tree killers, print out a report and send it to them, which is kind of ridiculous in my industry. It's like, you know, printing out a report for web nerds like me is like going to a vegetarian festival and asking where the ribs are, you know? So you don't want to print that out. Besides the fact that many of those reports are false, right? You don't know if it's valid information. And then beyond that, many business owners either don't have the time or they don't have the knowledge to understand what they are looking at. It's written in plain English, right? Hence the name of my show. But it is, oftentimes it may be a little intimidating or scary. So, you know, they're spending money, they're getting angry, they don't know if their website's working or not, and the answers are sitting right there in front of them. But, you know, that's part of the reason why I want to talk about it now. It's not hard. It's free. You don't need to spend money on other people, you know, deciphering the information for you. Just click around a little bit. However, if you do need to hire, you know, some marketing team to do it for you, make sure that you always, here's the biggie, make sure that you always have absolute direct access to your analytics account. And do not let your marketer put your website on one of their analytics accounts, right? It's your website, it's your property, it's your account. You can give them access, very careful access to your analytics account without being able to change anything. So if you need somebody to, you know, slice and dice that information and give you palatable snippets of, you know, of knowledge about what's going on, fine. But be very careful. It's kind of just a, you know, web 101. Don't hand over the keys to the kingdom to somebody else when it comes to your website and your web properties, because if you do ever get into an argument or you want to, you know, cut somebody loose, sometimes, I would say more often than not, you'll find that you don't even own it. And then you're stuck, right? You're scrambling. You don't own your website. You don't own your domain name. You don't own your analytics accounts. You're basically renting what should be already yours. Right? You should own it.
Is Google Analytics something that you download or an app or what is it that way?
Great question. Google Analytics is a website.
Okay.
And on that website, you have to have a Google account. If you've listened to my show, you have to have a Google account if you're really serious about the web, period. If you have a Gmail account, you can get an AdWords account, you can get Google Voice, Google, you know, Docs. Analytics is just part of the toolkit. So it is a website that you go to and you basically add your website to it as, you know, and I can go over the steps today if we have enough time. You go to you sign up for analytics, they walk you through some, you know, they walk you through some steps about getting your website, you know, hooked up and linked. And then at the end they give you a snippet of code. So that snippet of code they give you is personalized for you. It has what's called your UA account. That's just your account number, essentially, and or your profile ID. And you paste that chunk of code into your website, which gives Google a direct line into your website to start reading what's going on in the background. This actually, if anybody's interested, the original program, which was many years ago, was called Urchin, and Urchin, you just like sea urchin,
sucking all the information out.
Exactly, good call, buddy.
And they got I'm looking at their website right now. They have a free demo. If you're a little nervous about trying it, you could check it out that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nothing. It's yours. It's just like, you know, you're renting No, you're not even renting. It's free. They do have upgraded versions, and I'm going to actually, I don't know everything about the upgraded versions, which you can pay for.
Is that, would that be considered freemium?
This is freemium.
Yeah.
Good job, man. You've been listening.
Yeah, you don't think I am, but.
So anyway, it's a website, and then you can just, with your Google account, just like your Gmail account, you just head over to Analytics and just check out what's going on with your website. And again, if you sign up, you just add your website, you put the code in your website, right? Copy and paste it, and it immediately starts reading. It's a little bit delayed. The reporting's a little delayed because you'd be amazed how many features are available within Analytics to allow you to track. You know, some people say, oh, it shows you, you know, I've heard people say, oh, isn't that just where people, it shows you how many people come to your website? Well, yes, that's part of it. That's probably about a hundredth of what you get with Google. As I said, I kind of mentioned the stuff that they track. It's amazing how much they can track. It's a little scary.
I like that when you said that they track the searches. That's really important to me, I would
Absolutely.
Think, because then you can alter, because I believe what you said earlier is you want to be at the top of those search lists, so that way you can alter, you know, what you can see what people are typing in, and then you can change so you can be at the top of those searches.
Exactly. Do your best to try. And you find out, you might, again, you know, I don't like it when people just assume they know what people are doing. And this dispels every myth. You might think that people are trying to find your business with a certain key phrase or whatever. And you come in and you're like, holy smokes, I had no idea that. Oh, God, how would I ever, you know, why would I ever think that somebody would look at, you know, like, for example, one of my customers a long time ago, had they constantly said, well, people look us up by mold abatement. And I said, abatement? Really? People use that word? And they had no idea.
I don't know
and
what that means.
Abatement, like removal. It's
okay.
Like, so mold removal from your house. Say you have house, you know, their job was to basically remove harmful mold out of your walls or wherever stuff was wet. But they, for so long, thought, because they have industry terms. And this is a note to all of you who've got very specific industry terms. I'll almost guarantee you that most people don't know your industry terms. So you might want to, again, this is why part of the reason I call my show in plain English. Think about the plain English, you know? So they did find out that more than not, people were typing in mold removal company, right? Something like that. Mold removal contractors. Contractor mold removal, you know, Auburn, California. That's how people are looking. Now, I don't want to assume, don't take that as, you know, as gospel there, but this is where Analytics will show you exactly what words brought them in and the pages they left on, right? How long did they stay? 1 minute, 13 seconds. They read one page. What page was it? Your homepage. Okay, that means they didn't click anywhere and go further. So you might want to have, you know, calls to action. It just starts a discussion.
Would you say it's safer to assume that you're speaking to a novelist, novices, as opposed to experts in whatever field that you're
no not safe to assume at all? That's a great question. That's a perfect question. Google Analytics will tell you right there. You can see, especially, it'll say top keyword searches, and it will just, in a big grid, just like, you know, Excel spreadsheet, they'll tell you how many people searched on a specific word, how many people came in, how long they stayed, right? So you might have, if you're building rocket parts, those are not novices coming to your site, right? And they'll go, okay, well, and here's another something I talk about quite a bit is, often people, when they build a website, say, well, someone's going to come to my homepage, they're going to click on a category, then they're going to drill down. And I said, well, that's actually, it's been proven over and over that many people just go to Google, look up what they want, and click, and they're diving deep somewhere into your site. So don't assume that they're going to come to your homepage. And I've often said, if you've done it right with search engine optimization, no one's ever going to see your homepage. People say, what? Why am I? I said, because they're going to go to Google and do the search right there rather than go to your site and do the search. They go to Google and A to B. So down to the wire here, I'm going to continue to talk, as boring as some may consider it. This is really important stuff if you're serious about tracking your website, about analytics in the future. We're going to break this down step by step and make it easy. Please come visit us at podcast.daveworks.net or radio.daveworks.net. We will see you soon. Thanks, K-Hi, for having me.
You're listening to the voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, Meadow Vista, Newcastle.